How do I know to believe you? You're telling me stories there. How do I know to believe you? Prove it. Omalei hashtachaz. Okay, I'll prove it to you. Look at this. Havihana kalbi. There was a dog there. Tevikachli inshi. That a wild dog that would eat up people. If you start off with that dog, there's one thing. He'll eat you. Is so Rameya did shoka kolo. He took a kolo. Rashi says pisas regov. He took some dirt, a cluster of dirt. Shodabu. He threw it at this wild dog. The wild dog came charging at Rameya, about to eat up Rabbi Meir. Omar, Rabbi Meir said at that second, Eloho de Meir Anoni, the God of Meir should answer me, Anani, answer me, protect me. Shafku, right away the dog turned around, calmly went away. So the Roman was astonished. Okay, I believe what you're telling me. You're a great person. I like this new information you gave me, okay. So the Shema gave Rabbi Hanina's sister-in-law to him, and Lisaif at the end, Ishtama Milsa Bei Malka, the king found out what happened, that this Shoima freed the girl. Is Yasyu, so they brought him. Askelus Kifa, so they wanted to hang him, they brought him to hang him up now to this Shoima. At the time when they're about to hang him up, Omri said, Allaho de Meir Anani, Hashem's God should protect me, Anani, help me. Achtua, so they saw him. They saw him saying this. Omrulay my height. So the Romans asked him, what are you talking? What are you saying there? Omalu, hochi avimais, this is what happened to me. So they told over what Rav Meir said and what Rav Meir did. So what happened was, also chokuku ledmusat Rav Meir apischa de Roma. The Romans asked this other Roman, let me hear exactly how did he look. And they got the picture of Rav Meir, and they printed his picture of Rav Meir on the Pesach, on the doors of Rome. Omru, they said like this, called the Chazle Patsufa Adain Leisei, whoever sees Rabbi Meir, bring him to us. So Yoyim Echad, it once happened, Chazyua Royet, they caught Rabbi Meir. One Roman once saw Rabbi Meir. So Royet Abasrei, Royet Mikamaya, they ran after him, so he ran away from them. Oilevei Zainus, Rabbi Meir ran into the house of Zainus. And Nikah the army, some say, Bishul Yavik Echavim Chaza. He saw some cooking from Goyesha food. So Tomash Bu, he stuck his hand into it, and he sucked his thumb, he sucked the food. So therefore, Ika the army, some say, so Bekitzo, the Meister was, Rabbi Meir did these things, so they're going to think, this can't be Rabbi Meir. The great Rabbi Meir would not do these things. He would not run into the Zionists. He would not eat from Bishalakim, so they left him alone. And Ika the army, some say, also Eliyo Novi came. And Idma Luhu Kizaino. He, Eliyahu Navi, looked like a pretty lady, like a Zayna. And Karchasei, Eliyahu Navi, hugged Rabbi Meir. So look now, like this big Zayna here is hugging Rabbi Meir. So Amri, the Roman said, listen, Chas v'sholem, this for sure cannot be our Rabbi Meir, our number one reward, can't be Rabbi Meir. He, Rabbi Meir, lo yevei yobet hachi, he would not do such a thing, kiss with a Zayna in the middle of the street. So they left him alone, come Arak. So Rameya saw they left him, Arak, he ran, Osla Bavel, he came to Bavel. So this was the reason why Rabbi Meir left Eretz Yisrael and left the Romans and went to Bavel. Ika the army, some say, Mihai Maisa, the reason why Rabbi Meir came to Bavel was because of this Maisa, Ika the army, Maisa the Bruria. There was a Maisa about his wife Bruria, that his Tamidim once tried her out to see how great she was, and he had snus with her, and Mekitsa, she was so embarrassed that she killed herself, and because of that, Rabbi Meir was also embarrassed, so he left his place and went to Bavel. So kids, this is one of the reasons why Rabbi Meir went to Bavel. Alright, so that's it. First big line. The Yud Ches Amid Beis, the first big line. Tana Rabbanim. Ha'olech li'etzadadin ulekarkum. Somebody goes to the Tzadadin, that's the stadium where they have the bullfights. Where else the Karkum, that's the camp where they have come together. Rashi says, Karkum Motzur, V'yoysin Sham Tzchayk V'letzonis. It's a camp, they come together where they just joke around. So, V'rol Sham, Es HaNechoshim, you see the way they go in there, they make the Nechoshim. Rashi says, Menachashim U'Mechashim, they make a Kishif, magicians they make there. V'yes, that's later, we'll soon see. Something like that, right? V'yes HaChavrim, Rashi says, Loichshem Nechoshim, they say whispers, and Bukiyin, U'Mukiyin, U'Muliyin, V'Lulyin, V'Lurian, Salgurian. Rashi says these are all kulei minim letzonim heim, all different type of jokers. They have all these different type of real circus here. They have all different type of letzonim there. The lachar is whoever goes to these places, harezem moishav letzim. He's mekayim the pasuk in Tehillim. He's called a moishav letzim, sitting by the jokers. Him the pasuk says ashrei ish asheloi halach piatzas rishoyim. Kiim rather ends off the saras Hashem chetzoi that you should be Isaac in learning Torah. So from this we learn a whole amount of here. We learn out shedvorim alolu. These things go to have jokes, to have a good time. Mevi'in es adam lidei pitul Torah. Just takes you away from learning the Torah. That's what the smichas of the first pasuk of Tehillim is. Reminu, I have a question. It says holchin listadinum. It's permissible. You're allowed to go to the stadiums. Holchim to the mutter. Why? Mifnei shetzavach umatzel. Sometimes you can scream out there and save the person, like they're about to kill the man. Maybe he's a Jew, and if the audience screams out and says, "Don't kill him! Don't kill him!" you'll save the person. So that they have to go to the theaters. Or the karka mutter mifnei yishuv medina. Like sometimes it's necessary for the yishuv medina to keep shalom. You have to keep peace with them. So in order to have a yishuv medina to live in peace, you have to go to their circuses. Ubilvad, but providing shlo yischashiv imoyim, do not conceal with the Romans. Don't become part of them. Don't take after their counsel. Yom nischashiv imoyim, if you do take after their advice, also then it's forbidden to go to these circuses. So the Chura Kash, it's the din. It's a spear. Are you allowed to go to that stadium where they have the bullfights? One Brisa says yes, and one says no. And Kasha Karkum Akarkum, is it permissible to go to their joke places, their circuses or not? So Bishleim Akarkum Akarkum, the camp against the camp, Lakasha can be Mischashi Bimoyim. The first Brisa means you're going to take counsel, you'll take advice from the Romans. Then it's also Kan Kishain Mischashi Bimoyim. Here you're not going to take advice from them. You're just going Mushrim Yishuv Amedina to keep peace. That's okay. El itzadin itzadin kash. It's a steer. Are you allowed to go to their stadiums or not? So tanoi true. It's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya we learned ain holchin litzadion. You're not allowed to go to their stadiums, their bullfights. But from the Moshe Leitzim, because the first pasuk in Tehillim of Moshe Leitzim. Rabbi Nosson matim if neshnei devar. Rabbi Nosson says there are two reasons why it's permissible. Ech Rabbi Nosson, right? Echam ifnei shetzavach umatzel. We had before, sometimes you'll be screaming out and protecting the person that the bull should not kill him. Like if the audience scream out to not kill, they save him. And the echam ifnei shemeyud edus isha liyasiya. That sometimes the bull will kill a Jew, and nobody knows to notify her wife, so she remained in Iguna. So now that you're there, you go home and tell her, I saw the way your husband was killed, and then she'll have a heta to remarry. So that's the two reasons why it's permissible to go. Turn around, and holchin letartiyos, you should not go to their theaters, or lekarkisiyos, to their circuses, mifneishim izavlin shom zivul avodas kachovim. Different Rabbi Meir, because they used to do there is make zevul. Really, Rashi says it means makes a collection, make an appeal for their avodah zarah. People will give all the necessities, what they need for the avodah zarah. Yeah, mechom or mechom say it depends. Mokim shem mizavlin osa. If they're going to have an appeal there, collect money for their needs, it's also forbidden. People think you're going there to give money, as if to say you want to be over the avodah zarah. But umokim shein mizavlim shom, a place that did not collect the money there for their necessities, is also another reason. Mifnei moishav leitzim. That's what they argue. Not only in the place where they collect money, even if they do not collect money, still it's also mishur moishav leitzim. Stam sitting between the leitzon and the jokers. My benai, what's the difference between the two of them? According to both of them, it's also on Rabbi Chanina Misuria Nosa v'Nosa Nika Benayu. Could you do business with them? That's the difference. If you're afraid this is a place where they'll be give the money for avodah zarah, so they're collecting dimei avodah zarah. Maybe the money they have is dimei avodah zarah, which Rashi before this also to use. But if it's only Mishum Moshav Leitzin, so there's only Nisa, you cannot go there. But if you want to do business with them, it'll be permissible. There's no avoid zara. It's only an issa not to be there. Mishum Moshav Leitzin. That's the difference if you can do business with them or not. Tana Rabbanan. Ain Hochel Matatiyas Akakasiyas. You can't go to their theaters or their circuses. But they Shemizavlim Shamzilo Tachavim. No, we just said. You're Darshit. Darsh Reb Shimon Ben Pazi. My disciple was supposed to say, Ashra Yahish, Asher Lo Yeholach Viatas Vishoyim, Uvederach Hatoyim Lo Yomar, Vemoshe Leitzim Lo Yosha. You're beginning a Tillim. So the question is, Vichem Yachav Shlo Yeholach, first the Pesach says, do not go. Says, so, Heichin Omar, how did you stand there? Well, Miyachav Shlo Yomar, since you did not stand there, Heichin Yoshav, how did you sit there? Well, Miyachav Shlo Yoshav, Heichim Leitz, how did you become a joker? Ela, rather, the pasuk needs to teach us lemaloch shem holach. If you just go there, you should know soif olamad. You're not going to leave in 2 minutes like you think. You can end up staying and watching it. Be a moment if you stay there soif olayshav. You become part of them. You can sit down with them. Be a yoshav. Once they get to sit down with them, you should know soif olalutz. You'll also become a letz. You'll also become to be a joker. Be a lots. What's going to be late? What's going to be so bad? All of our kasher in this pasuk says. Im chachamto chachamtoloch, v'yimlatzto levadcha tisto. Like if you did this chet of let, you're doing something wrong to yourself, for yourself. We'll soon see what's dead about it. Omer Reb Elazar, kol ha-metzleitzes, whoever becomes a joker, yesurim boyin olof. He'll have afflictions will come upon him. Shnei the pasuk says, v'yato ha-tesleitzosu, ten yechas kul maisrechem. Maybe a punishment will come upon you. Omaluhu Rovel Rabbonin, the Matusa, please, Vini Menachem, I'm asking one thing from you, the Leitzisu, do not stop and become jokers. Jokers here means, like anything important, you just knock it down. You're there to knock anything that's choshev, you just knock it down. So eventually you come to knock down Hashem also. So it's a terrible thing. Therefore he told them, please do not become Leitzisu. Leitzisu, Alaychi Yisurim, that punishment, you knock it down, joker, Ach Yodai, F, most of your hands will be taken away from the leitzim. It means you'll lose your money. Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kol ha-misleitzis nefo b'genim. You'll go into Gehenim because of this. And then the pasuk says, Zayd Yohir, leitz, Shemo Yaisa b'Evras Zodin. That because of this leitz, you'll end up in Evras Zodin. What does Evras mean? V'yein Evra el Gehenim. Shemar it says, Yoim Evra ha-yoim. Today is Yoim Evra, meaning it's going on Gehenim. Yoim Ahu. Omer Rabbi Ishiya, kol ha-mis yoy, whoever is haughty, about Gaiva, is knife of a Gehenim, will also fall into Gehenim. In the same pasuk, Shnemrit says, Zayd Yohir, Yohir means about Gaiva, a haughty person, Leit Shema Yaisa B'Yevra, Zodim, V'yein Evra El Gehenim, Shnemrit Yohim Evra Hayyem Ahu. Omer Rabbi Chaniloi, Bar Chaniloi, so some say it should be Omer Tanchum, it should be. Doesn't have the same father's name. Omer Tanchum, Bar Chaniloi, kol ha- Maybe. Could be. No, it could be he died also before his father. He could be he was born after his father died. Alright. Gurim clearly. Whoever becomes this joker that knocks everything, he'll destroy the world. Shinermit says, the Yatat the Flajasu, Ben Yechisku Masrafechim. Kikola Venechritsa Shamati. That the Nechritsa means Kikola Nechritsa. You'll just end up destroying everything. Omer Rebeloza. Koshihi. This Indian of Leitzonim, Leitzonis, is very hard for you. Koshi, Shetchilas Yisurim, at the beginning Hashem brings pain upon you, affliction upon you. The Sefer Kliya, at the end, if you not retract, there'll be Kliya, destruction to the world. Dorash Reb Simloi Ben Pazi, Ashrayish, Ashaloi Holach, what does that go on the Tartios Lekarsois? Shalodit Chovim, you do not go to their theaters and to their circuses. Uvederach Atoyim Lo Yomad, Zesh Lo Yomad, Be Kanigyon. Rashi says Kanigyon is Sidas Chaya Ayidei Klovim, where they hunt wild animals. They have their dog hunters there. Chol Masayim L'Shem Tzchoik V'Simcha. Some they have not bullfights, they have dog fights. Yeah, that's Kanigyos. Yeah. V'Moshav Leitzim Lo Yoshav means Lo Yoshav B'Tachbulois. You're not going to their tachbulos, their thoughts, their machshavas. Shema yirmod, maybe a person would say to himself, "Hoyev lo yalachti." Since I did not go,
I did not go to their theaters or their circuses. Well, you might have become healing. I didn't go to their dog fights. Ela fi yizgar b'shino. If so, I'm a tzadik gomer. So all I have to do now is just sleep. Now, play it safe. Just sleep. Tamlo, the pasuk says, no, ends off. Or v'sayrosa yegu yom v'loyla. No, it's not enough not to do sur mera, but rather you have to have a seitoiv. You have to learn to. Amr Shmuel ben Achmein, Rabbi Yonason, Ashri Yisrael Shaloi Halach Katzas V'Shoyim Ze Avram. This goes in Avram Avinu. Shaloi Halach Biyatzas.